This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. This Thursday, across the Philadelphia region, people will gather to share a meal and talk about issues that matter in their communities. On the Table Philly is a day-long event for conversations about what we can all do to make our communities stronger. This year, as part of the event, WHYY reporters will host roundtable discussions at our studios. The public is invited to join in to engage with us on topics ranging from decreasing homelessness to maintaining economic diversity in changing neighborhoods. Ariella Cohen and Jeanette Woods are here to talk with us about the event. Ariella is managing editor of Plan Philly. Jeanette is producer for Community Media. Welcome, both of you.
Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Ariella, you are hosting and moderating a table. What is your topic?
So I'm going to be talking about how to create a more kid-friendly city.
Well, that is a good one, considering you're working with Plan Philly and you have kids.
Yep. I live in Philadelphia and I have a 2.5-year-old and a 4-month-old. So I spend a lot of time at parks, at libraries, walking around the city, pushing a stroller. And it's got me thinking about how wonderful so many of our public spaces are. I mean, we have fantastic parks, lots of places to take kids, particularly in the warmer months. But I've also noticed that many of the places might not work for kids. Sometimes there's just too much trash. Sometimes the hours are too limited. Why do so many parks open at 9 a.m.? Believe it or not, sometimes I want to take my kid to the park at 7:30 before I go to work. So why aren't the parks open earlier?
So when you're sitting with a group of people who you've never met before, how are you going to involve them in that discussion?
The people that come to my discussion will all just be thinking through our experiences and talking about different ways we think we could do better, making better spaces in our city, talking about ideas, talking about problems that we've observed, coming together really to share.
Jeanette, what are some of the other topics that are going to be discussed? What can people expect?
We're going to have reporter Aaron Mozell. He's hosting a table, and he's done some reporting about solutions and innovations that have worked to help decrease homelessness. That's a big issue. It's important to all the communities in this region. We're going to have reporter Daryl C. Murphy, and he's hosting a discussion on equity in education. So he'll be talking about ideas about how schools provide learning opportunities that will help students get good jobs, that will help us have a strong, educated workforce for Philadelphia. And we have Diana Liu, who is a colleague with Ariella. She's the engagement editor at Plan Philly, and she's going to be talking about how neighborhoods that are changing, the demographics are changing, how can we keep those neighborhoods feeling welcoming to everybody?
Can we do this every day?
I know, right?
I mean, there's so much to talk about, and it's nice to have that engagement with the community of our listeners.
It's a great opportunity for us. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, you're lucky, Ariella, because you have a sounding board at the Plan Philly website through the community engagement that you do.
Yeah, it's true. We are always trying to talk to our audience, whether through social media, through the comments on our website, and we do have events as well. But this is a great opportunity to talk to new people, to have a concentrated discussion in person, face to face, which sometimes you just want to get out from behind that computer, behind that phone, and really talk to one another.
I don't want to overlook the things that you do, Jeanette. You are also out in the community quite a bit.
Yes, we go out and we do engagement, and we want to know what's important to our community. What do you want to hear? So sometimes that's about going out in public spaces, talking to people. So now we're getting the chance to invite you here, come to our house, visit, and it'll be a good time and a good chance for all of us to really communicate.
The Philadelphia Foundation and the Knight Foundation have once again partnered to sponsor this region-wide event, and we thank them for that. On the Table Philly at WHYY this Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. As mentioned, it's free, but you do have to register. Go to whyy.org/events. There's going to be food.
And we'll be having some great conversations.
I think we will. Thanks so much.